Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Labour won this seat by 42 votes the last time round. This time you've managed to hold on to it by over 1,100. Mm. How relieved are you?
I'm relieved. I'm also, I was quietly confident, I'd say, throughout the campaign because, look, we held the seat at the worst time for the Labour Party. And people obviously have a sense of social justice in our constituency, and I'm very pleased they voted for a party that promised to repeal the Health and Social Care Act, get rid of the bedroom tax, build more affordable housing, ban exploitative zero-hours contracts. Those were our policies, and people voted for that. I also think it helped that I'm a local constituent. I live there. I am my own MP now, which is quite a strange thing to say. But, you know, this morning I voted for myself. So I think that's really helped, the fact that I have my local connections, went to school there and grew up there.
There was some suggestion that after making this a top priority, the Conservatives really ended up pulling out of this. Did you get that sense?
Well, if anything scared them off, it was probably the brilliant campaign team I had, who were constantly on the doorstep, you know, organising my office, doing a lot of work. I think the Conservatives did do some work there, but I honestly think they went on the wrong messaging. I think a lot of the messaging was about the mansion tax and nothing else. Even though the mansion tax is an issue in the constituency, I don't think it was the only issue, and it felt like every single piece of their literature was just about the mansion tax, and it ignored the other side of the constituency, where the bedroom tax was a problem, where affordable housing was a problem, where the NHS was a problem. I don't think you can run single issue campaigns in constituencies like Hampstead Kilburn, which are so diverse.
Okay, a great night for you, clearly not such a great night for your party. How do you reflect on that?
It's been disappointing for us. I mean, there's been some very kind of amazing wins, if you like. So West Streeting has won, I've just heard, in Ilford North, and Rupa has just won in Ealing, two seats from the Conservatives, which we really didn't expect, so I'm pretty impressed with that. Disappointing overall, of course. I haven't seen all the results yet, but, you know, to be honest, it's 5 a.m. and I can't think beyond Hampstead and Kilburn right now, but yes, I will admit the things I've seen briefly, it's been disappointing, and let's see what we can do about it.
Okay, as you say, it's gone 5 a.m, you can't think about that, you might not be able to think about this. You're now an MP. How far do you want to go in the party? Where do you see yourself this time in the next election?
I want to make sure I increase my majority at the next election, and I want to make sure I'm a very good MP for Hampstead and Kilburn.
That's your immediate priority, but in the future?
Do you know what? You'll need to ask me about the future another day.
Congratulations. Thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, and thanks for being here all night.